Today, housing targets missed by a country mile. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, Web Notice Post covering finance and property news. The ABS today released its building activity data for the September quarter of 2024. This data provides estimates of the value of building work and the number of dwellings commenced, completed, and under construction across Australia and its states and territories. They report that Australia commenced construction on just 43,250 new homes in the first quarter of the 24-25 financial year, season adjusted, and completed 44,884 new dwellings in that September quarter. Now remember that the government has set a target of 1.2 million new homes over 5 years from July 2024 to June 2029. And based on the current trajectory, which of course has the potential to ramp up in later years, at least in theory, it looks like around 173,000 homes will be commenced during the first year of the National Housing Accord period, which is 67,000 short of that necessary to meet the annual targets. And of those new homes completed, this was also well short of the desired 60,000 per quarter. And yet Albo was out spruiking 25,000 more new homes across New South Wales, saying, and they'll be connected to the transport services and local parks that make communities great places to live, because whether you live in the cities or the regions, everyone deserves the security of a roof over their head. Although Matt Barry perhaps put his finger on it quite well, tweeting, and probably also connected to electorates who do not vote for the ALP, two-party preferred. Now that selfie, one of many from Albo in what I call the announceables category, created a social media storm reaction, including this, Albo posting every single day about how he fixes the housing crisis is beyond pathetic, no moral, no spine, go away. The HIA, not of course an objective observer, said, this is simply too slow out of the blocks. Now, I agree the target is unobtainable if things continue as they are, but where I part company with them is on their next few statements, as they say, higher density housing development is running at its lowest levels in over a decade and has been particularly constrained under the weight of uncertainty in tax settings, skilled labour shortages, and regulatory imposts. A significant pickup in multi-unit starts is urgently required to meet the housing demand of recently elevated net overseas migration. This market segment is crucial to making inroads on housing affordability and improving home ownership rates for first home buyers. At a minimum, it is necessary for the volume of multi-unit starts to double from current levels to contribute sufficiently to the 240,000 homes per year target needed to achieve the government's target. Actually, my research shows households would much prefer low-density homes than being crammed into high-rise ghettos. But of course, states are being pressurised to change planning conditions to cram in more high-rise, high-density homes, changing the face of Australian cities and towns forever. And granted, while this week Housing Australia reported that the Home Guarantee Scheme has helped more than 200,000 eligible home buyers into home ownership since its inception, clearly more needs to be done to increase housing supply. But as Alex Joyner puts it over at IFM, building activity data shows completions tick marginally higher, while housing completions are above the long-term average, so is population growth. And it's an open question whether a modest decline in interest rates in 2025 at some point will prompt a material rise in building activity when building costs alone are 40% higher than pre-pandemic levels. Exactly. The real question is the demand side. So to recap, migration is still running way too hot to match the supply of housing coming on stream. And despite the fake promises made across the political spectrum, high migration is still being craved by a government out of policies and out of time. The fallout from this policy failure includes higher home prices relative to incomes, falling ownership rates, and unreachable affordability for many. Meantime, as CBA highlighted recently, the positive impact on household income from the Stage 3 tax cuts will fade as no personal tax cuts are legislated in 2025-26. Indeed, we'll return to the world of fiscal drag given marginal tax rates are not indexed in Australia. Tax payments by households as a share of household income will start to lift again without another round of personal income tax cuts or genuine tax reform. In other words, even higher taxes paid by ordinary Australians, just let's not mention the massive tax breaks many corporates enjoy, as households backstop the government coffers. And CBA also noted that the tailwind to the notional drawdown of pandemic savings has largely run its course. This drawdown partially offset the impact of significantly higher interest rates on household consumption over the past 3 years. And ahead, they think real wages growth is going to be only around 0.5% over the next few years. The average spread on their forecast between the average change in the wage price index and trimmed median inflation. And by the way, to add to this context, Westpac has warned that iron ore prices could collapse 30% this year to around $70 a ton when Rio Tinto floods the market with fresh supply, suggesting an even greater budget problem at a time federal and state budgets are being run into the ground as more of the economy is government supported. So the current miss on housing targets is a symptom of a much more general malaise. Trouble is, neither side of politics wants to fess up ahead of the upcoming election. And just remember Claire O'Neill's infamous outing on Triple J and captured in this mem: wanted, affordable and cheaper housing may be the view of young people, but it's not the view of our government. I have a strong opinion on that. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.